Yunga, Turning the Ship into the Forest, by Daria Dugina. One important author whom I recently discovered to be a bearer of eschatological optimism is Ernst Jünger. Jünger's life and works had many stages, but I have in mind first and foremost his work, The Forest Passage. It was recently released in Russia by Ad Marginem, with brilliant commentary by Alexander Mikhailovsky. In this text from 1951, Jünger speaks of passing into the forest. At some point, the time will come when a person has to break with the given reality of the hopelessness of the surrounding world. Jünger calls for resistance, for joining the fight against this world, and for rising above the illusory reality to whose very illusoriness we testify through the very act of our abruption. In Jünger's work, we find an interesting formulation which I will now quote. The forest rebel is that individual who, isolated and uprooted from his homeland by the great process, sees himself finally delivered up for destruction. This could be the fate of many, indeed of all. Another factor must therefore be added to the definition. This is the forest rebel's determination to resist and his intention to fight the battle, however hopeless. Jünger speaks of modern man being thrown into a space in which technology and matter essentially destroy him, in which he loses his axis of rebellion and sovereignty in the face of materiality and illusoriness. He writes of the necessity of committing to revolt against the modern world, saddling its reality, subduing it, and passing into the forest. What Jünger means by forest is very important. He does not mean departing into a physical forest, nor guerrilla struggle against the system. He also does not mean slipping away into a space where there are no more illusions, because illusion is everywhere. The illusion is in the illusion itself. The forest is none other than something differentiated, something distinguished, something greater. The point is that, in the very center of this illusoriness, in the center of the deceptive finite reality that devours man through technology, through Machenschaft, as Martin Heidegger called it, man ought to cultivate a vertical axis within himself, a verticality which will be absolutely different from the surrounding illusion and the world as a whole. This axis of rebellion is what is meant by the forest passage. Jünger chose the image of a ship to articulate the situation of the one who passes into the forest, an obvious reference to Dionysus. When Dionysus faced his enemies on the ship, the matter at hand was essentially a clash between two elements, the forest, the wooden, the ship-like, and the aquatic. The indomitable god causes the ship to become entangled in lush vegetation. The deck, masts, sides, and rigging are overwhelmed with wild ivy. The ship is turned into a forest. Dionysus thus vanquishes his enemies by way of a miracle. This metaphor serves Jünger as an illustration of the need to remain within the reality in which he found himself, in which he was manifest, into which he was born, while at the same time constituting some kind of transcendent volitional principle from the inside, within the imminent, something that will cut and break through the illusion until it collapses. Translated by Jafe Arnold, from the book Eschatological Optimism.